the beautiful lesson from the Epistle of St. Peter the Apostle, the first pope, has a phrase which is very, very often used in the seminaries and convents and monasteries of the church. In this way, and also in another way, and of course I don't have to worry about that anymore, but they used to say, the cassock covers a multitude of pounds. So it doesn't matter how fat and churly you were, you didn't look so fat and churly. So, you know, there's always some good humor to be found in the things of the liturgy and of the church, as I'm sure our Lord himself knew and knows and will know. But here we are on the third day of the Novena to the Holy Spirit. And there was a really good YouTube from the Society of St. Pius X the other day, and this is for some of you who have their knickers in a twist half the time, that spoke about, does it make any difference whether you say Holy Spirit or Holy Ghost? And the only language that has that nonsense is English. And it comes from the German, Heilige Geiste. But everything else, including Latin, which is the official language of the Holy Catholic Church, it's Spirit, Spiritus Sanctus. And of course, if you want to say Holy Ghost, say it, fine, but not on my altar. And that's it. I am the chief shepherd of this shrine and parish, and don't you forget it. Even the termites are afraid of me after I kill them all. The readings of today then show us, on the one hand, St. Peter says, charity covereth a multitude of sins. And indeed, if we have charity, we will have repentance, we will go to confession, as we should, often, and we will be forgiven. And then we can receive the Holy Sacrament of the Eucharist without committing a heinous sacrilegious sin against the sacrament of love, the sacrament of the charity of God for us. And then in the Gospel, our Lord continues with the same theme, though actually this was said before in time. And our Lord is warning the apostles and disciples, and he is speaking primarily to the apostles. And the word apostle is a witness, means witness, apostoleo apostolain, which means witness. Witness of what? Witness of the Red Sea parting? No, they weren't there. Witness of the resurrection, the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, and now that we have celebrated his ascension on the 40th day of Easter, Ascension Thursday. And so they are witnesses of all this. That's why they are apostles. Now you may ask, well, and we saw this yesterday or the day before in the liturgy also. You may ask, well, what about Judas Iscariot? He's gone. He's gone to his place, the place of derision, in other words, hell. And there's a few people in the church that need to be told this again and again and again. Very high up, some of them. He had to be replaced, but he had to be replaced by somebody who is also a witness of all these mysteries, which they then transfer to us through the bishops that they would consecrate all the way down to today, even though that may sometimes seem hard to believe. But that's the way it is. And so, who was chosen? St. Matthias, who is the apostle who takes the place of the apostle. That shows the fact that the church did not begin and end with Jesus Christ at his ascension. He started it, and it will go on in this earth to the end of time and in heaven for eternity. And so, the continuation. And how is this continuation to take place? And that's exactly what we do on these 9 days of the Novena to the Holy Spirit. or for some of you, Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit that He will send to us, He is the one that will teach us all things. And elsewhere in the Scripture, it has it. Now here it has a curious phrase, and of course some people, especially down the street from us, would have a fit about this or about us. But He says, who proceedeth from the Father. But of course, the reason He's saying this is because the Holy Spirit, like Christ, proceeds from the Father also. He is, in other words, God. And He is the third person of the Most Blessed Trinity. And so, that is the reason He says this. Not because He is saying, He does not proceed from me. He has to proceed from Him. That is why He ascended, to send us. He says, whom I will send from the Godhead. From the Godhead. The Holy Spirit will give testimony, and you will give testimony of all these things. And then He says, the result of this testimony, and this is still going on all over the world, and may soon happen again here in these lands, where we have a bunch of martyrs in the northwest part of Florida that were killed by the heretics some 300 years ago or so, and whose cause for beatification has begun already, the Florida martyrs. And so it could come back to all of us. They will put you out of the synagogues, that is, of what they consider to be the church. They will persecute you. They will kill you. And today we have the feast of several martyrs, Nereus and Achilleus and Domitilla, who was their mistress. They were her eunuchs. And then Pancratius, a little boy, 14 or 13 years old. All who gave their lives for Christ. They are very appropriate for this day because our Lord is telling them, the apostles and disciples, and reminding us that there is, for those who follow Christ, there will be persecution. And we cannot be able to do any of this, any of it. Oftentimes when I'm praying, and of course I'm always praying for you, whether you like it or not, whether you deserve it or not. I don't always like it either, by the way. Anyway, I'm praying for you all the time. And when I ascend the altar, introivo al altare Dei, I go up to the altar of God, because we go up to the hill of Calvary with Christ. I pray to our Lord, to myself, as I am going up, as I'm praying, Lord Jesus, help me, because I cannot do this without Thee. And to the Blessed Mother, Holy Mother, my beloved Mother, help me, because I cannot do this without Thee. We cannot do anything good without the help of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And we cannot do anything without the help of Mary Most Holy, St. Joseph, St. Stephen, and all the saints. Of course, yesterday we celebrated also the glorious feast of the apostles, Saints Philip and James. James, the first martyr of the apostles, the first bishop, patriarch of Jerusalem. And Philip, who was bishop of Heraclea. Both of them had a most horrible and gruesome and painful death. And they could not do it without Jesus either. Just as you and I cannot do anything good without them. So remember this as we continue on this third day of the Novena to the Holy Spirit, that it is only possible to us to continue what we do that is good If you're doing evil and sinful things, then you're in alignment with the other party. And you will be in their kingdom when it's all over, being pierced by forks and knives and everything else you can imagine. And fire, of course, and the utmost loneliness, which is what hell is mostly, the total and complete absence of God. But whatever good you're doing it, and you must do it in union with Christ, in union with His Mother, because you are members of His mystical body, the Church. His mystical body, not anyone else's. So live like it, and love like it. And of course, on this day in the secular calendar, but that also gives birth to the things that we do during the month of May, Mens Semaio, dedicated to Mary Most Holy. We also honor her as our mother and our queen. And we had the beautiful little girls crown and flower, put flowers all over the Blessed Mother's litter. She is the queen of our parish. I hope she is the queen of your families. And I hope she is the queen of your lives. So we honor her as our mother, as our queen. And as a result, we honor every mother, spiritual or physical, because there are some mothers that are biological, other mothers that are adoptive by the grace of God and Mary. They are Maria Datus, given by Mary to us. And so we honor and we bless all you mothers, and also all those who in the future will be mothers as well, that they may do so in a holy way, according to the will of God, according to the will of His Church, in the holy sacrament of matrimony that takes place between one man and one woman, and not any other. So we bless you, mothers. We bless you, families that have a mother on earth. And we bless you, families that have a mother in purgatory or heaven. May the Blessed Mother be with you always. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And now we continue with the novena.